I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Four.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome, welcome. This is your host, Jessica Wilkerson. I'm here with 104.5 FM, 930 AM, KKXX.net. You can have us live streaming, or you can listen to any of our podcasts from the previous week by going to our website. So if you missed something from a show later this week, or you have to turn this episode off early, but you want to be able to listen to the second half later, just go to kkxx.net, go to podcasts. When you hover over that, a box will come down. You'll choose Chico Now. That will take you to where the podcasts are for all of our episodes. And mine is, I can't remember if they labeled it Jessica Wilkerson or if they labeled it Helping People. It's one of those. You will be able to figure it out. Okay, so I am here because I am a marriage and family therapist, registered intern number IMF 69783, registered with the California Board of Behavioral Sciences. I work under the clinical supervision of Joe Taylor, licensed marriage and family therapist over at Chico Creek Counseling. You can learn more about me and my office if you go to www.chicocreekcounseling.com. You can also go to my personal website, www.jessicawilkerson.com. If there's any topic that you would like to talk about or you would like me to speak about, then please feel free to send me an email or contact me through either of the web pages that I just listed and just say, hey, would you talk a little bit on this topic? Would you touch on this? Or, hey, this, here's a little bit about what's going on in my life right now. Will you speak about your thoughts on that? I would be glad to. I just kind of come up with topics about things that I spoke about earlier this week that got me all up in arms and passionate. And that's how I go, maybe I should talk about that on the radio show. So there's so many topics to choose from. It's just really hard to pick. So please feel free. I would love your feedback and your direction in that way. Okay, so today I'm going to talk about parenting your young adult. We have kids. My child is almost 18 in less than a month, mid-December. He will have his birthday. He is a senior in high school this year, and he will turn 18 in December. And that is surreal. It's surreal. It's crazy that I have a child that old. I also have an infant, so I'm really tired lately. I'll be honest about that. Anyways, that's that combo. I did not expect that it would be so draining because most people who have little kids do little kid stuff all day, which is great. They have play dates, and people who have teenagers do teenage stuff all the time, and that's great. But when you have a little dude and a teenager, you have to meet both of those very different demands. So, that's just something to think about, all you out there who are thinking of doing a second family. It's totally worth it. And I'm not complaining at all. It's just something I didn't expect. It was the unexpected. So we're talking about the unexpected. And parenting your young adult is something that is also fraught with the unexpected. And thank goodness. I mean, I am just so grateful that I am a therapist, that I have gone to so many trainings for parenting and worked with so many families before my child is turning this age that I feel like I have an unfair advantage. Well, it's a very fair advantage, but I'm really grateful. Hallelujah. So I wanted to talk to you guys about that, the folks out there who might not have all of the trainings and conversations that I've had that I I get to be blessed by for when I parent my child and I help other families parent their children. So one thing that often happens when kids are teenagers, and so I'd like to say it's depending on the gender of the child, it seems like girls start doing it around 12, 13, 14, especially boys a little bit later, 15, 16-ish, maybe 14, 15, 16. It just seems to be a trend. That's, I mean, how scientific is anecdotal evidence, right? I'm not quoting any kind of study, but just what I've noticed. And but regardless, it's still tricky because they are still your child and you are still the parent. And you have spent 14, 15, 16, 19, 20 years raising them as their parent in that role. And now they are changing it up on you. And I've noticed that a lot of families, at least the families who come to see me, the teenager kind of divorces the parent for a phase of it, like right after high school. They don't want to come home. They don't want to confide in the parent as much as they used to. They're kind of, they even are reminiscing about the ways you failed them in their childhood. They're not reminiscing about all the ways that you were there for them. They're reminiscing about the ways that the things that you did wrong. And the reason for that, one of the reasons for that, is that's how they separate themselves. Because they have to become their own, they have to become their own man. They have to become their own woman. They can't be scared. They have to acknowledge all of the ways that they don't need you. And unfortunately, it's hurtful. And you know what? It's hurtful for both of you. Even if they are acting very like self-righteous about it, they're still hurting. So you might be hurting and so are they. And it hurts you to know they're hurting.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now. And I want to remind you that if you're listening to this and you're feeling triggered, please reach out to somebody in your area and connect with them in a way that can help you go deeper into this subject. This is a 30-minute show, and after commercials, it's probably only like 21 minutes. And then all of my disclaimers. So it's not enough for you to get your needs met if you're being triggered. It's enough time to give you some tools, some tips, some ideas to work on. But if you're really being triggered, go online, go in your yellow pages, find somebody who's qualified and credentialed to help you with this topic. I like to go to psychologytoday.com. I feel like they have a good array of all the different types of therapists, and people can list their specialties and talk a little bit about themselves. So you can kind of, it's easier than just going through the yellow pages and seeing names. But that's psychologytoday.com. Okay, and they do not pay me to do that. They don't even know I'm talking about them. But I really like that website, so why not? Okay, so we're talking about parenting your teen adult and how you can often feel between a rock and a hard place. And so I'd like you to think about how you parented them when they were kids and how you've been parenting them as a teenager and how they're asking you to parent them. They might be rolling their eyes and sighing and huffing and being non-compliant and disobedient, but they're also with that communicating to you that there is something that you're doing, a way that you're parenting them, that they don't agree with. And so it can be, you have two choices as the parent. Well, actually three, three choices. One, you can just ignore all of it and just tell them, well, you think you're an adult, you are on your own, then you can do your own thing. And you just check out. You could have a power and control battle, which is what happens so often, where you are going to do this thing, and then not only are you going to do it, but now you're also going to do an extra thing because you rolled your eyes. And it's all about making them compliant. Or, and here's the best one that I like, the good option, you can have a sit down, a heart to heart, a conversation with them. Ask them what they need. Ask them what's going on for them. Basically, be in relationship with them. Are you in relationship with the king of the castle? Are the peasants in relationship with the king or the leaders in the community? No, they're not in relationship. They just have to live under their rules. And if they don't like it, they have to go to a different kingdom and live under those rules. But are they happy? Is the king happy? Are the peasants happy? Whatever. No, not so much. So you live in relationship with your kids, and your kids are constantly changing, and their needs are constantly changing. And now they're young adults. Now they're in their mid to late teens, or they're 19 and they've moved out and they have their own place. But you know that while they might be living as an adult, they are not yet an adult, right? And so they feel like you're butting in, and they're like, who are you to tell me what to do? And you're like, no, you need to do this because you need to survive. And they're just seeing it as more that my parent is trying to control me. I don't even live there anymore. And so they keep pulling back and they keep pulling away, and you keep grasping and moving forward, and I'm not giving up on you. But they're like, dude, give up on me. And that's because you're still trying to parent them the way you've parented them before. Instead, sitting down and having a conversation with them. All right, sweetheart, I've noticed you've been rolling your eyes a lot more lately. And I have to tell you, it's really disrespectful. It's really rude. And it's not the character trait that I want you to have when you're an adult and you're off out in the world. So what's going on? It seems like every time I tell you to do one of your chores, you roll your eyes and then you huff. Why? Because I know that my chore has to get done. I don't need you to keep reminding me. That's what they say. Okay, all right. So let's talk about that. I usually seem to remind you when I think that a period of time has passed and you should have had it done, and it's not. And so I think you must need reminding. How do you think I should handle this? You're not asking them to solve it, but you're asking them to have input. How do you think I should handle this? Okay, think about that while we go to commercial break, and I'll talk to you a little bit more about that when we return. This is Jessica Wilkerson. Stay tuned.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson. It's our last segment of the show. So we're going to just keep going on. Oh, yeah. I'm supposed to tell you. I'm a marriage and family therapist, registered intern number IMF69783. I'm registered with the California Board of Behavioral Sciences. I work under the clinical supervision of Joe Taylor, licensed marriage and family therapist over at Chico Creek Counseling. You can find me at www.chicocreekcounseling.com or www.jessicawilkerson.com. And if you make an appointment with me or any of my colleagues over at Chico Creek Counseling, would you do me a favor and let them know, any of us know, that you heard about us on the radio show? It would be really helpful to know that people out there are hearing it and this is creating value, and they're enjoying this, because all I know is I'm talking to a microphone and it's just going out into the world, and hopefully someone is hearing it. Okay. So we're talking about parenting your adult children. And so what I was telling you before we left for our break is, sit down with them. State the fact I've noticed that every time I remind you to do your chores, you roll your eyes and you say, I know. What's going on with that? And then they say, you're always reminding me. I don't even have a chance to get it done, and you're on me about it. If you could see my face, I'm doing their face and they're rolling their eyes too. And so then you respond and you say, okay, sweetheart, I hear you. The thing is that when I remind you, it's usually an hour or 2 hours or 3 hours, whatever period of time, after I've already given you the instruction to do it. And I feel like, well, maybe you've forgotten, or maybe you don't understand how long it's going to take to do that chore, and that it needs to be done by a certain time in order for our family to make our next family deadline, you know, to be done by dinner or whatever it is. And then you say, and then they say, oh, I know, you're still, it just is too soon. You're just on me. I just feel like you're on me. And then you say, okay, sweetheart, how would you like me to respond? And what this is you are not like just going to do whatever they tell you, but you are respecting them enough to allow them to have input. And that is huge. They feel respected. Well, okay, they still might not behave as respectfully as you'd like them to. I don't know. Just stop reminding me. All right, well, you're the adult. They don't know. They don't know. They're new to this, right? You're new to it too, but you've had more negotiation experience in your life. So, all right, sweetheart. Well, I really want you to be successful. So I have to say that there's a no rolling your eyes rule in our house from here forward. And when you roll your eyes, I'm going to point it out to you. And I want you to work at it. And if I don't notice that you're trying to work at it, we'll start having consequences. But in the meantime, I know that change is hard and change takes time. So when you roll your eyes, I'm going to point it out. And I need you to apologize to me for rolling your eyes, because it's very disrespectful. And I don't want you to become the kind of person who does that when you're an adult. I just think that you need to be more self-aware. Fine, whatever. Okay. You know what? They don't need to be nagged about all the things they're doing wrong. Leave the attitude about fine, whatever. Just leave that alone. So unless you're talking about the fine whatevers, then have that be the thing. No one needs a long laundry list of all the things they do wrong. That's overwhelming and discouraging. So then you say, okay, so I feel like when I give you a chore to do, it needs to be done within the first hour that I give you that chore. And if it's not done within that hour, I'm going to remind you to do it again. Are you okay with that? I just feel like an hour is not enough time. Okay. It's not enough time to get it finished, or not enough time to get it started? Either. Okay. So when I give you the chore, if you think you need more than an hour before you can get started or get it done, I need you to tell me, hey, mom, or hey, dad, can I do that chore at 4 o'clock instead of right now? Or hey, mom or dad, I really want to finish reading this chapter of my favorite book. Can I start that chore when the chapter is over? Okay. You know, but you have to learn to communicate with me, Sally, whatever your name is. And then they say, fine, okay. So if I give you a chore and you haven't either started it or finished it within that hour, I'm going to check on you and I will remind you again. And because we have this conversation, you won't roll your eyes, you won't get mad at me, you will just acknowledge it, and together we'll figure out what's a better time for you to get it done. Or you'll stop what you're doing and you'll get started. Oh, fine, okay. All right, so we have this conversation because I gave you that chore. I followed up with it and you had, you know, you rolled your eyes, and now we have this conversation. So now I need you to go and do that chore. Okay. And often they will go and do that chore because you just respected them enough to have that relationship, to ask them what their thoughts are, to ask them what needs to be changed, that they feel valued enough that they're not just going to be on the receiving end of your dictatorship, but they have a part in all of this. All right, we're done for today. Who knows what the topic will be next week, but please tune in. This is Jessica Wilkerson.